the mountain and wiped away the beads of sweat that glistened on his brow. His tired feet were buried in the quagmire, and his bloodshot eyes saw all that lay between him and fulfillment of his vow. And he felt his fingers wrap around the knotty root and pull his body upwards to a sea green mossy boulder, and he dragged his weary shit ass up the mountain, and he climbed so slowly. He climbed so slowly, hey. Crack of thunder, and the rocks began to crumble overhead and tumble down the mountain to the dismal swamp that lay beneath the jagged cliffs through which his path had led. And the earth began to quake beneath his feet, and the mighty mountain changed before his eyes. And he stood amidst the sea of dust and rocks and stones cascading down the mountain, and a thousand birds were heading for the sky. Whoa, the sacred creed will be yours. If you wait until tomorrow, the sacred creed will be yours to devour, yours to seize and to obey. Off his head and was driven to his knees by a blazing beam of light, and he saw the silhouette that stood before him, and he bowed in reverence, trembling in the shadow of the mighty legend's form. Iculus, the prophet, stood before his eyes, looking down on Colonel Forbin, where he shuddered in the puddles and the mud. And he quietly addressed him, and he spoke so slowly. He spoke so slowly. He said, why you come here, and I'll help you with your quest to gain the knowledge that you lack. I call upon my faithful friend, the Mockingbird, to fly and see the helping book and bring it to your track. The tree of knowledge in your soul will grow, and the helping friendly book will plant a seed. But I warn you that all knowledge seems innocent, joy becomes a deadly weapon in the hands of avarice and greed. Whoa, the sacred greed will be yours. And if you wait until tomorrow, the sacred greed will be yours to devour, yours to seize and to obey. Obey. this building, far away from all these people, and far away from this city, and far away from this whole state, and this whole country, and the riots going on and everything. If you just imagine yourself lifting off the ground right now with us, and the whole building just opening up above our heads, and all the people just slowly floating, slowly lifting up off the ground, up into the air, and up into the clouds, until you can see the mountains and the city down below. And you're going up a little higher and higher and higher and higher and higher. You're getting up higher, and you're just floating, floating up above the earth. And you start going forward now. You're not just going up, but you're going forward. The clouds are splitting slowly behind you, and you've got gray clouds on either side of you. And they start to split open, and now there's nothing but blackness in front of you and stars, and you're floating forward. You're moving forward. The whole group of people are moving forward through space and through time, moving through time. And then you look down below you and you start to see some shapes taking form below you. Brown, green shapes. And you feel yourself dropping back down. And you look below you and you see this one shape over here is a mountain. It's a huge mountain. And as you get closer, it starts to look bigger and bigger. And over on your left, there's a green patch. It's a huge forest floating out into the distance. And on the third side, there's a green field that goes straight off into the distance in the other way. And you start to come down, and you're coming down. And you look and you see the mountain. Now the mountain is looming before you, a huge mountain bigger than you've ever seen before. And as you look, you see on the side of the mountain, you look closely and you see a tiny speck. And you realize that this is not just a tiny speck. This tiny speck is Colonel Forbin. Colonel Forbin is climbing up the mountain. And as you come down on your left, you see a revolutionary camp. And you start to realize that this is the revolutionary camp. These people are trying to overthrow the evil King Wilson. This whole area used to be a beautiful, beautiful, lush, natural area. The people used to live in peace and harmony with nature, but the evil King Wilson came and enslaved the people. He stole their book, the Helping Friendly book, and he hid it in the highest tower in his castle. And right now, Colonel Forbin, seeing the failure of the revolution, is doing the last thing that he thinks is possible. He's climbing up this huge mountain, way bigger than K2 or Everest. This is the biggest mountain there's ever been in the history of time in the entire universe. He's been climbing for days, weeks, jagged cliffs, climbing up, rocks falling below him. He's starving, hungry, but he needs to get to the top because he wants to find the great and knowledgeable